are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dial. I know many of you at Talk Superstation are tuning in right now. Call in with your questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Earlier this morning, right before I started my show, Romney had given a talk on his foreign policy concerns and recommendations. It was a speech today at the Virginia Military Institute. Of course, Romney did not look at Obama, of course, in the most positive light. He says the attacks on America last month should not be seen as random acts. All right. They are an expression of a larger struggle that is playing out across the broader Middle East. He said these attacks were the deliberate work of terrorists who use violence to impose their dark ideology on others, especially women and girls who are fighting to control much of the Middle East today and who seek to wage perpetual war on the West. Now, you know, from a foreign policy standpoint, many of us have been very, very concerned, kind of scared, a little nervous about what's been going on. You know, I opened this show a couple hours ago where I think many of us are fed up. We feel like we're spinning our wheels. Well, another thing that I think is also feeding us up, you know, and really wearing on us is the fact that we never get the whole story, right, from the government or from our administration. And we're not kids, okay? We don't need them to emoliate things. We don't need them to kitten glove things. And we also don't need them, feeding us bull crap. You know, when this whole Benghazi attack happened and we lost our ambassador as well as others, phenomenal heroes in our embassy over there, you know, we were led to believe it had to do with this video. All right. And Washington perpetuated that. And we have a right to know what's going on. The attack happened on the anniversary of September 11th. You know, the government's job is to protect the people, to protect us. Now, they may, you know, give us some BS, and we've seen movies that do that all the time. There's always movies going, oh, we can't, like Armageddon. Oh, we can't scare everybody. It's going to be mass hysteria, whatever. You know, would rather they don't know. I'd like to know, thank you, you know. But, I mean, we know government has held things and kept things quiet from us all the time. That's why we found 24 to be such an exciting TV show. Because you're like, wow, this type of stuff happens? Okay. For those of us who thought it was real, that was cool. But it highlighted the fact that a lot of stuff goes on. A lot of terrorist attacks are being thwarted. And we don't hear about it because otherwise it would be in a constant state of panic. Whereas in Israel, you know, those kids grow up knowing they're going to be in the army defending themselves because they know at any day or night they could be at war. It's a much different thinking. We in America, we're too complacent. And remember I said complacent could lead to apathy and apathy could lead to bondage, as that one history professor had stated. You know, so we, you know, a lot of us like ignorance is bliss. So Romney kind of, expresses concerns. He says on Iran he won't hesitate to impose new sanctions on that country to thwart its nuclear weapons development and to, quote unquote, restore the permanent presence of aircraft carrier task forces in the Eastern Mediterranean and Persian Gulf. He also discussed how he was going to pay for extra ships as well as submarine and bring our fleet to the where it needs to be. Now, this is, of course, a big topic because in addition to economy and health care, you know, we're trying to figure out where money should be spent. Of course, the liberals are fighting to keep Big Bird on PBS. Honestly, Sesame Street does not have to be paid for by the government. They could get grants. They could be on Nickelodeon. Sesame Street could be in a variety of different stations. You know, if we need to save money, yes, we could save money on PBS. Absolutely. Many people are concerned. I mean, should we up our defense budget, right? Should we enhance our defense? Now, many people are like, you know what? We're in a recession. We don't want to fight in any more wars. No, let's save money and bring the money in-house. All right. And then you have others going, okay, wait a second. You guys have no idea what we're sitting now right up against. We got the whole North Korea, South Korea thing. We got the Middle East. Okay. We got, of course, the killings in Mexico. You know, we need to get our acts together and we need to look like that we aren't skimping out on our defense. I mean, from what I'm hearing from many of our current people in the military, they don't have enough people and people are being sent home and given their leave early. And they don't know if any of those people are going to want to come back. So if we don't have enough military, then what's going to happen when things really do hit the fan? Well, we're going to probably have to institute a draft. Now, you know, I don't like being involved in other people's wars by no means. I mean, I don't, you know, I know America likes being the hero, and we are the hero for many countries. And I do realize we have our own borders to protect, which we're not doing. I just think somebody needs to do this right. All right. I don't think slashing the budget to protect Big Bird is a smart move, especially when the whole world is seeing this happen. And yes, it makes me nervous. If Obama gets reelected and these other countries know that Obama Dilly doesn't care about the whole Iran nuclear war thing or, you know, what's happening with, you know, them wanting to annihilate Israel. I mean, they're going to take advantage of that. They're going to have 4 years to have open forum. And that makes me a little nervous. It really does. So it was good, kind of interesting to see Romney's take. Of course, Romney, before he gets elected, if he will get elected, has to prove that he could be commander in chief. You know, I mean, you know, being able to fix the economy and having money and being able to build the companies that he's had and employ people. Yes, it's impressive, but there's a lot more to the economy. People want to know, is he going to do with healthcare what he did with Massachusetts? And if he does, was that a good thing or was it not? And they're also going to want to know, where does this guy stand on foreign policy? Now, from what I understand, I guess the next debate, the debate coming up this week is going to be between the vice presidents. I believe that's on the 11th, Romney and Ryan. But I believe in about 10 days is the next debate with Obama. And my guess is they're going to be hitting foreign policy. And this is something that is extremely important because right now, I mean, we were attacked. Okay, what are we doing in terms of repercussions? We were attacked. Our embassy was attacked. All right. It's not the video's fault from what we're understanding. We were attacked. What are we doing? What are we doing? Mitt Romney was right. You know, when he was being criticized, and I even was a little concerned because things were so fresh, you know, him already barking about what Obama's been doing, he was right. It might have been a little ill-timed. He maybe should have waited a day or two, but he was still right. Okay, how we're handling the situation is really pee-poor. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and of course, follow us on Facebook. When you're fiddling around on Facebook a little bit later, just search the Dr. Dahlia Show. I fiddle. I mean, it's not like you study Facebook. It's not like you read Facebook. What do you do on Facebook? You fiddle. Well, I suppose you could status update. That's a verb now. Status update. You could do that. Poke. I guess those are verbs. I like fiddle. When you're fiddling around on Facebook, search the Dr. Dahlia Show. And my Twitter handle is Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. So, you know, the liberals have been talking about how Romney wants to kill Big Bird and, you know, get rid of, children's programming, et cetera. And, you know, we talked a little bit about what happened. PBS came from, I think, back in the 1960s. It was supposed to offer some sort of, shall we say, educational broadcasting, some sort of a quote-unquote nutritious diet intellectually from the junk food that NBC, ABC, and CBS was broadcasting. So this was supposed to, you know, be something for the elites. And then, of course, their claim to fame was getting the kids hooked in the mornings. So the kids would see PBS in the mornings. I think when I grew up in Arizona, it was Channel 10, or was it Channel 8? I think it was Channel 8, and then out here it's Channel 10. Anyway, it was just one of the odd channels, but it was still mixed in where your ABC, NBC, and CBS network were. And, you know, it was supposed to teach kids, right? You know, we had Sesame Street, we had Via Allegra, we had Electric Company. Personally, I learned more with an Electric Company, you know, with them and the words and going k, at, cat, you know, putting the words together and the sh. And things like that. And it was, very entertaining. I'm really sorry Electric Company was taken off the, you know, taken off the air. But Sesame Street kept going on and kept going on because, you know, the Muppets and the, you know, were very colorful. Some annoying Muppets end up coming, like Harry, I guess, Harry Monster. I didn't really understand that one. There was another one that kept crying all the time. I don't remember his name. And then Elmo. You know, that wasn't my age. My age was Grover. Bird and Ernie, Oscar, Snuffleupagus, Big Bird. You had Mr. Hooper. Then Mr. Hooper, I think, died, and then David ran Mr. Hooper's store. You had Maria and Luis had a fix-it shop, and then you had Bob running around the place. And then you had Susan and Gordon. And that was Sesame Street. And, you know, you watch it for years, you learned. You know, by the 90s, a lot of these kids, they really weren't into it. A lot. They were starting to, you know, a lot more other stations were coming up. You started to have more cable stations. And by now, my kids never would see Sesame Street. I tried, but they thought it was boring. You know, you didn't have the colors. You had people talking. There was some sort of political push they were doing for something. And my kids just didn't understand it. And so PBS is starting to, or not PBS, but, you know, Sesame Street is starting to fall by the wayside. You know, we talked about this in the first hour, how, you know, there's a circle of life to a variety of things, like Howdy Doody. Howdy Doody didn't last forever, right? The Mickey Mouse Club didn't last forever. Captain Kangaroo didn't last forever. In fact, I think Captain Kangaroo used to be a part of Howdy Doody when he was younger, if I remember correctly. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, thank heavens, that was completely boring. I can't believe we had to sit and watch that. That was never a fun one. And then, I don't know whatever happened to Reading Rainbow. I didn't really listen to Reading Rainbow or watch that because I didn't really like to read at the time. And look, Sesame Street has lasted 40 plus years. I mean, they had a good run. And they could still, I mean, these characters, these Sesame Street characters are still worth a lot of money. I'm sure another network will pick them up. And what kind of confuses me is you have all these liberals, right, come to the defense of Sesame Street. And kids watching Sesame Street. Weren't they the same ones that told us kids watch too much TV? They don't want kids watching too much TV, right? And they're trying to fight obesity. All right. Yet, you know, for this case, they could sit there and, you know, try to protect Sesame Street. Obama had, said something kind of cute, during one of his speeches right after the debate. You know, he kind of got his moxie after the debate. And so he was saying Mitt Romney is going to let Wall Street run rampant, you know, but he'll definitely bring down the hammer on Sesame Street, you know. And so, you know, so they've been able to jump on this because it's cute and they're hoping to get the moms and all that. But for the most part, most of us moms, our kids are not watching Sesame Street. They aren't. Okay. You know, remember, we don't want our kids to sit and watch TV all day. I mean, if the government wants to help our children, and they say that's what PBS really is focusing on, helping our children, then why don't they come up with courses that these little 3-4-year-olds can do for reading? You know, our kids that we are keeping at home until they go to kindergarten are being found to be extremely behind academically to these other kids who have been in daycare, depending on the daycare you put them into. Now, I was going to have my kids, at the office. My first child, since I was working so hard, but in between urgent care and building my practice, we had the kid in daycare. He kept getting sick all the time, and, you know, it was rough. But the second kid, we're like, all right, we'll keep him out of daycare, and we'll keep him at the office. We'll hire somebody to watch him at the office. I could see the kid in between visits, et cetera. But what was interesting is by 2-3 years old, he wasn't talking that much, and other kids his age were already reading. They were already working with books. They were already working with computers. Now, these daycares, many of them, boy, they have their acts together. These kids are being taught to read before kindergarten. They're being taught computers before they hit kindergarten. And depending on the type of pre-K you have, and I'm not talking pre-K 4 years old, I'm talking daycare. Second graders and two-year-olds and three-year-olds are already being introduced to reading. Now, when I was younger, we sat there and we got the electric company, and the electric company really did teach us how to read. I remember still having problems in kindergarten, but electric company did that. Sesame Street doesn't do that. Yeah, they do a couple things, but it's an hour show, and when they start mixing it up with some of the social stuff they want to push or whatever they're saying, they lose the kid. We see the kids, you know, not pay attention. Or when some of the, you know, stupid puppets go into their routine. And so, you know, if you really want to help kids, we need to come up with, even if it's at the home, a pre-kindergarten type of education. We don't want to over-push them. But one thing we have found in the last couple decades are these kids can learn things. They really can. Now, I don't think you should force a kid to read by age two. I don't think you should force them. But there should be ways that you could introduce and see what they captivate on and what they capture. All right? And these should be interactive games that they could do with mom or they could do with the teacher. Throwing the kid in front of a TV, we are finding, is not the right thing to do. Excuse me. In fact, there was a study that came out a few months ago, like on these Baby Einstein videos. I use them for my kids. Because, you know, the music was nice, and I figured, okay, they'd kind of get some classical music, and they'd learn colors and things like that. Unfortunately, they would stare at these things like zombies. I mean, they liked them all right, but they zombied out. And I'm a little nervous about that, because maybe that's what predilected them to, you know, TV and video games, etc. And they say, don't stick your two-year-old in a video. They need to interact. And, I mean, I'm not saying that everybody should put their kids in daycare, but if the government wants to use this money wisely and get the biggest bang for their buck, I think rather than putting it into public broadcasting that has certain agendas, you know, attached to it, if you really want to teach your kids, then teach your kids. I mean, if you're looking into teaching the kids about colors, teaching the kids about numbers, and teaching kids about letters, then there are other ways to do it. There are other home programs parents could pick up. Set up schools where public schools can actually have daycare settings in the public schools or early preschool settings in the public schools where a three-year-old can go. That's what I suggest. I suggest school start at age three. For maybe a couple hours, it gives mom and dad well-needed breaks. It's free. Put public money towards that. Get the kids starting to learn that. This way, they aren't sitting in front of a TV and starting to get fat. Start school earlier. Oh, no, Dr. Dahlia, we need our public broadcasting. We really do. Look, honestly, these shows, there are so many stations. Now, remember, PBS was started because you only had NBC, ABC, and CBS. Now you have tons of, I mean, I can't even begin to watch all the TV that you guys are urging me to watch. You guys want me to watch Mob Doctors. You want me to watch Mythbusters. I watch, of course, Pawn Stars all the time, History Channel. I want to watch America Pickers and Restoration and Counts Cars. I just don't have time. I mean, there's so many shows I want to watch because I love, you know, learning the history, etc. Gold Rush Alaska, of course, is my favorite. Deadliest Catch. There's just too many shows. There are too many shows. We try to TiVo them. We skip through the commercials. We do the best we can. But, I mean, no. I PBS now is not as necessary. You know, but, Dr. Dahlia, many people can't afford cable. That's what I'm saying. How about our school institutions, okay, increase an extra year or two having 3- and 4-year-old kids? Have some sort of a preschool setting for a couple hours. And imagine what that could do to the economy if parents don't have to pay for the preschool or daycare by themselves. Imagine them being now able to use the money or even work for a few hours. I mean, I don't want to hurt the daycare system. Of course, daycare, if they want to do kind of, you know, fancy schmancy type daycare, they can. So I'm sure there's still going to be a market for private daycare. But think about it. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in news today, Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman have announced they are going to separate after more than 30 years of marriage and being together for over 40 years. Now, you remember Danny DeVito was Louie on Taxi, and Rhea Perlman, his wife, who played his girlfriend on Taxi in the beginning, and then later became Carla on Cheers. And both very successful actors, excellent actors. And, you know, one of the examples of a Hollywood couple that can last. They had three children, from what we understand, a very long and successful marriage, but unfortunately they are calling it quits. Now, you know, many of us don't care, you know, like, all right, well, you know, fine, they have money, they'll be fine, they'll probably find somebody else, they'll be great. Some of us, though, we kind of look at it going, well, wait a second here, okay? Nobody has found the key to a long, successful marriage. Every time you look at certain marriages and you go, you know, well, wow, they make it work. How do they do it? And there's all these books out. You know, I was asked to write a book on how to keep a marriage successful. I don't think there's a science to it. You know, Fox News today came out with something which was kind of interesting, a secret of happy couples. We'll just kind of read through this and see if it seems practical or not. You know, they say you need to pretend that you just met. Number one, they say whether you've been together for 6 months or 6 years, spend some time each day acting as if you just started dating. Ask them what he thought of a TV episode. Ask them what you would do if you won the lottery. And they think the reason why this may work is many times the newness is gone. The passion is gone. Even though they don't go into this, this is a technique that many psychologists use where you try to reenact a first date. Many of us, if we think back to the first date, we remember how excited we were. We remember the passion there was. Unfortunately, once thoughts come in of the last 12 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, fights, in-laws, money problems, that passion immediately goes away and we get turned off. And so kind of having this, let's role play, but I'll do that with my husband too. You know, with my husband, I don't do it on purpose because I want to try to save the marriage or anything. Trust me, if he wants to leave me, he's going to leave me. I mean, you know, I don't think there's anything I'll be able to do, you know, or drug him up with to make him stay. But, you know, sometimes I will start a conversation that we've never had. You know, because at one point, you all think that you've had every conversation. And many times couples don't want to go into that because it's boring. They already know. I know what my husband's going to say on 200 million things. So start a conversation that you think you have never had before. Because I got to tell you, people like to teach others. You know, there's nothing more satisfying than me telling my husband something, and he's like, I never thought of that. That's interesting. I never knew that. I love that stuff. Now, maybe, you know, after 14 years of marriage, he's kind of figured that out, saying, oh, you know, that's what I should say. You know, or 16 years. When was I married? We're almost 16 years married. Yeah. All right. So, you know, like I said, have a conversation you've never had. Sorry to be changing what Fox came up with, but I like it. All right. They say limit the chick flicks. Okay, they say romantic comedies can set up unreasonable expectations, which may lead to unnecessary suffering. Comparing yourselves with idealized others is a recipe for misery. Okay, I would now change this too. All right, make sure you guys find movies that you both like. All right, because, you know, to sit through a movie you don't like, you know, most men will sit through a movie they don't like because they think they're going to get some later. And then if you don't, they're going to be like, you know what, I just sat through that. I'm going to let my wife see movies by herself. I don't like it with couples. They just kind of split up and see their own movies. I don't think it's bad for girls' night out, you know, or guys' night out. That's fine. But I love being able to see and enjoy the same type of movies my husband does. Now, luckily, I'm into, you know, the fighting and the Avengers and the guy type movies, Clint Eastwood. I like it. You know, but like when I wanted to see The Help, you know, and I wanted to see Benjamin Button, he made it very clear he didn't want to see those with me. But you know, what Fox is trying to say on this one is there's a lot of unrealistic expectations that we see in these movies, like the sex on the chandelier, the, let's just drop everything and have oral sex in the middle of the Walmart line or whatever. Those are things that can resurface some ill feelings about each other, especially in the bedroom department. And we need to remember these types of things aren't really that natural. I have never been able to utilize a chandelier in the middle of any romantic escapade with my husband, yet for some reason they could do it in Hollywood. Okay, another thing they suggest is be the beauty to his beast. They say, according to the study of the Journal of Family Psychology, when men were married to more attractive women, they seemed more likely to step up to the plate. But when husbands were better looking, they didn't seem as engaged in helping their wives achieve their goals. So they say, when you're motivated by a gorgeous face or some other quality, couples are more likely to enjoy long-run happiness. All right, I'm not exactly sure what all that meant, but what I tell people is dress up every now and then. It is very, very easy to do the moo-moo. All right? I love the moo-moo. And you got to understand, I'm in bras and underwear and Spanx usually all day long. So when I come home, I want my makeup off, I want my hair down, and I want to wear the moo-moo. That moo-moo is comfortable. Well, what does that do for the marriage? Okay? You know, sometimes be sexy. Get a pair of sexy underwear. You know, look like you're trying to be sexy for your husband. If your husband's like, let's take you to dinner, don't be putting on the sweats. Dress up a little bit. Go, I'm going to try to make myself look pretty for you, you know? And it means that you're thinking of them. They say control the boozing. They say any relationship will be shaken and stirred, I like that, by too much alcohol. But they say adults, especially the young ones who drink heavily, that's more than 4 or 5 drinks on one occasion for women, 5 or more for guys, are less likely to get married in the first place and are at greater risk for early separation if they do. They say partners are more likely to have commitment issues to begin with if they were kind of dating on, I think where they're going with this one is many people party together. I can't tell you how many couples. They were together because they partied together. Their whole dating was during parties. They didn't do the picnic thing. They didn't go out to lunch. They didn't do that. Their whole partying or dating was, we're going to this party, then we're going to this. Oh, we're doing couples, whatever. And so if much of the relationship or possible sex happened during an inebrial episode, and you could see how that could very easily happen if every time you guys are going out, you're drinking, there may not be the substance there when the poopoo really hits the fan. You know, I mean, you need to hang out with them for breakfast. You need to hang out with them. Like, if they got to go visit somebody at the hospital, you need to go with them then. Okay, and see if you could put up with them and live with them. You got to go shopping. I always took my husband shopping. Not because I hated shopping, but I wanted, not all our dates were going to be, you know, when it was all fun and dandy and a promise of sex afterwards. It was like, look, you know, you need to be able to live with me a day to day. So I also took him with me on call. I made him do call with me. He actually wanted to. We were missing each other, so I snuck him into the call room. We didn't have sex or anything like that because there's no time. You're always up. But he got to see it. I mean, it was such an eye-opener. He thought I was cold. He thought I was distant. He thought I was just too involved in my work. But when he tried to sleep next to me in that horrible call bed with the thinnest of mattresses, and I'm getting called every 5 minutes, you know, and having to get up and leave, he got to see what I was going through and what I was doing. And it really opened up his eyes. And I got to tell you, our relationship definitely improved after that. I had no idea that there was some grudges starting. So sometimes that kind of helps, you know, take him to work with you. They say tweet responsibility. They say avid tweeters tend to have a shorter relationship than those who don't. They don't want you glued to the smartphone. That's what they're saying. All right. Let me see what else. We're talking about burning bras together. They say male feminists are not threatened by their partner's strivings. Women may be more likely to initiate sex, and no guy will complain about that. I don't know about that. They say twist the sheets at least once a week. They say have sex at least a couple times a week. All right. Well, that's nice, too. All right, guys. So basically, there's a lot of different little tips we could give you, but just make sure you guys could communicate and make sure you love each other. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice
beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don who is working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We also have a Dr. Dahlia app on Android phone. Please download it. It's free. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show anytime you want. Plus, it links it to archives as well as podcasts. We are still working on the iPhone app. I apologize. I don't know why they're dragging their heels, but Apple's been pretty busy. They've been pretty busy. I guess that's what's going on. All right. So, a teenager has, I guess, her stomach removed, from what I understand, because she perforated her stomach drinking a liquid nitrogen cocktail. Gabby Scanlon was celebrating her 18th birthday at a bar in Lancaster in England when she had a drink and started to feel breathless. She developed severe stomach pain and was taken to a hospital where she was diagnosed with a perforated stomach. They had to perform emergency surgery and remove her stomach to save her life. Now, Miss Scanlon from Haysham, Lancashire, I guess, is in serious but stable condition. You drink something that burns a hole in your stomach, you will die. I mean, that is some dangerous stuff if it doesn't get addressed. The bar which sold the drink was named by ITV News as Oscars in Lancaster. They say they were extremely concerned for the teenager and have, I guess, wishes going to her and her family. Last month, the bar posted a picture on its Facebook page of a cocktail which contained liquid nitrogen called the Porn Star Martini. I guess it sold for over $10 with a shot of champagne, and the bar called it amazing. Why would you drink liquid nitrogen? Now, from what I understand, the bar has stopped selling all liquid nitrogen cocktails. See, from what I understand, they're using the liquid nitrogen for the smoke. You know how some drinks they have, see, liquid nitrogen will evaporate at a variety of temperatures, and they will, but we use liquid nitrogen for instant freezing. You know, in the lab, we were taught that if you stick your finger or hand in a bottle of liquid nitrogen, it'll immediately, solidify. And, you could hit it against a table and it'll crack, you know, just kind of like what we saw in Terminator 2. And I guess from what we understand, it makes this vapor. And these vapors are starting to be more and more common. I can't tell you how many drinks they put these vapors in. I thought many of them use, like the carbon dioxide. What do they use to make that fog or, isn't it dry ice? Isn't it like these chunks of carbon dioxide type of thing? You know, you could put that in, but, no. You do not want to drink liquid nitrogen. So the liquid can freeze parts of the mouth, throat, and stomach, causing severe cold burns which destroy the tissue. They could also boil. The liquid could boil inside the stomach, causing a huge amount of vapor, which could potentially cause damage and perforations. So this is some scary stuff. I guess there's a TV chef, Heston Blumenthal, who pioneered the use of liquid nitrogen in his restaurants, I guess even making ice cream out of it. But for some reason, something went wrong. So know what your kids are drinking or eating. Pretty dangerous stuff. All right. More today. They say a daily multivitamin may actually boost the memory. Now, we've been going back and forth with vitamins. Are they worth it? Are they a waste of time? And there was a study last year that said that older women taking multivitamins could be at risk for early death. So we were scared to death. We're like, wait a second. Do we really want to take a vitamin? What's going on? No. Ah. But in this latest study, they say that a multivitamin may help boost memory and slow down mental decline. One study showed that after just 4 weeks, there were measurable changes in electrical activity in the brain when carrying out memory tests as opposed to placebo. And placebo is usually nothing like a dummy pill. They say the body needs 13 vitamins to function properly. So they think it probably needs a lot more that we haven't studied yet. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, and the 8 B vitamins, I guess each have a specific job in the body, which we know. Vitamin C keeps cells healthy, D regulates calcium, E maintains cell structure. B vitamins work on folic acid, cell walls, etc., a variety of things. So a study at the Monash University in Australia looked at whether multivitamins can actually improve cognitive abilities and involved 3,200 men and women. And they found that overall, it did improve their memory. Now, I believe that kind of stuff. I mean, I believe that many of us are deficient in vitamins. I think a lot of our soils have been depleted with vitamins. I think a lot of our foods have been modified such that we, you know, they don't seem to be as thick with vitamins as they used to. And I don't like it when they try to inject vitamins into our foods. I think the more natural vitamin, you know, types of foods that we eat, aren't the ones that they used to be. Many of us think our 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day is satisfied by one iceberg lettuce salad at lunch. Iceberg lettuce is not very nutritious. Iceberg lettuce is mostly made up of water. Yes, I'd rather you have an iceberg salad than a hamburger, but it's still not getting the vitamins that you need. So it makes sense that for those of us that aren't eating as healthy as we should, getting the dark green leafy vegetables, that we may need to take a supplement. I just wouldn't overdo it. And I wouldn't use that as a supplement or a substitute for an actual healthy meal. Now, earlier today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, we were talking about cruciferous vegetables and how they also have been found to cut cancer risk. Another study came out, and unfortunately, none of us really like radishes and cauliflower and cabbages, and they even had a picture of Brussels sprouts, which almost made me vomit. But the truth of the matter is these things have been found to cut cancer. Mouth cancer, breast cancer, esophageal cancer, colon cancer. We're including cabbage and watercress and radish and your cruciferous vegetables like your broccoli and your cauliflower. There are things to these things. I mean, and we know it. And it's the same story we have been giving you for centuries. Eating vegetables is healthy. Okay, we've known that all along. Vegetables are extremely important. And we discovered close to a year ago that it's probably the potassium. We want to make sure your potassium stores are good and strong. We don't want you to overtake potassium, but there's always links with low potassium and high salt leading to blood pressure, stroke, etc. Because there's some sort of an inverse proportion relationship between sodium and your potassium. So the less sodium and the more potassium you have without overdosing on potassium, because high potassium could mess with the heart, we're finding those people seem to be healthy. So we talked to you about vegetables, we talked to you about vitamins, but one prediction I have is they may eventually take off these water pills from the market. These water pills are extremely helpful, like your hydrochlorothiazide, your Lasix. These medicines are extremely helpful for, you know, preventing heart failure, sometimes assisting the kidneys, lowering blood pressure. But the thing is these things can lose your potassium. And we always are concerned with potassium. And the interesting thing is in African Americans, they lose their potassium more, especially women, on these diuretics, on these water pills. And who is more at risk for stroke, heart disease, etc.? African Americans. So I'm wondering if these water pills are going to eventually be phased out. I don't see it because nobody really seems to find the link like you and I do. But if everything's about potassium and having high potassium and these water pills can lower your potassium and keep you, you know, unfortunately in the lower end of normal or below normal, such that we're telling you to eat more bananas and, you know, eat more oranges, et cetera, to get your potassium up, green peppers, then it may be a trend later for us to see us try and get you off those potassium lowering pills. Now, they say 10 people are now have fallen sick from this E. coli contamination from a Canadian plant that sells meat across Canada and the United States. From what we understand, we're now up to 10 people. I don't think anybody has died. I think they've just gotten E. coli poisoning, which causes diarrhea, myalgias, bloody stools, etc. We're, of course, pretty concerned because we know that these, you know, recalls need to be done before people get sick. And unfortunately, many times these recalls get done like with Listeria and the cantaloupes. That was after people had already died. Same thing with the meningitis, the fungal meningitis situation. From what we understand, the company has now taken off all the steroids, gotten rid of all the steroids, recalled them all based on people dying. I think now 91 have gotten sick from that meningitis back injection. So crazy stuff. But anyway, keep listening. We'll give you the news as soon as we get it. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise leaving to Alaska. And make sure you all be safe. God bless.
Twenty. 25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The Unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love Camel Milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, Camel Milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try Camel Milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The Camel Milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever.